As the Wyoming legislative session winds down, Governor Matt Mead joins us to give his thoughts on the session. We start with the budget, where the governor vetoed three items. One area of concern is the lack of funding lawmakers gave the governor for forest fires. And another is the legislature's insistence that agencies propose more budget cuts. Governor Mead tells me that can wait.
You know, we haven't felt the effects of the first round of cuts yet. So as we move into the next year and we see what cuts are appropriate, we recognize between now and next year, we're probably going to get a lot of calls through the governor's office saying, why aren't you guys supporting such and such as much as you have? So one of the things we're going to do after the session is sort of to put together a layperson's list, which I include myself in the layperson, of you know, where are some of the cuts coming from? Cut back on public health and nursing. And people need to be aware of these cuts that we're making and how they affect their communities and the state. And also, you know, as I said, we'll make the cuts necessary, and we've got a track record of doing that, but these are real cuts.
I should probably declare a conflict of interest on this next question because I am a state employee officially, but state employees did not get a raise this time. It was something you wanted to do. They're going to get this one-time 1% bump. How concerned are you that you better do something next time for the state employees? Because it seems like the natives are getting a little restless.
Well, I am concerned about it. I mean, it's you know, certainly on an individual level, I'm concerned about that. But my role is to make sure these agencies are operating at the highest level possible, and you have to have good people to do that. And if you're saying, you know, it's been 4 years or longer since, and you've just remained stagnant. And, people look around. What's Utah doing? What's Colorado doing? And so my plan, I thought, for raises was fairly modest. And if you talk to employees, they would say it was provide another term for it. But I wanted to at least provide a recognition that I know this is an issue. And it was a, you know, bifurcated plan where we were able to give, quote, some of our best employees a bump. But everybody overall got a bump and a modest bump. And I thought that was a good plan, and I was disappointed that they didn't follow through with it.
The Cindy Hill business certainly was on all the headlines early in the process, and it's not going away. Litigation is sitting out there. Was there ever a point where you said, boy, we really shouldn't be doing this?
No, I think there was during the whole process, though, and in discussions with legislators and certainly a lot of discussions with members of the public, we recognize that, you know, this wasn't an easy process and it was not to be taken lightly. And, you know, we spend per school day, I think it's about $7.5 million a day. And we all recognize in the state how important education is. We recognize, you know, the auditor's office has happened in the auditor's office in the late 80s. And the main concerns I hear are, one is it took away our right to vote or our vote. Well, to that, you know, I think that, one, people need to recognize there's still a superintendent, and within the Department of Education there was a superintendent's office, and I asked for that office to have the same budget and the same people and for her duties to be moved over. And from her request of a budget, which was nearly a triple of what the superintendent's office was, I don't believe she thought she was going to be without duties. So you vote for a superintendent. The question is, when you voted for the superintendent and we elected the superintendent, we elected her to a constitutional position which provides general supervision of education, and she needs to be able to continue to do that. And I think that's the crux of the challenge in the court now is does she still provide general supervision? The other concern is, you know, there are some that thought she was doing a great job. And for those that thought nothing should change, you know, that is a decision point everyone's going to have to make. Was she doing a great job over there, and should not her duties have changed? And, you know, the legislature felt strongly that on accountability and assessment that we weren't moving in the direction that they felt they had a duty with. And if you look at the Supreme Court's decision in terms of education, it makes pretty clear that the legislature has the role on education, and absent discrimination on race, sex, or color, they have large authority to define where we go in education in the state.
When I talk to people, and there are people that didn't like her, that have had conversations with me, but they have not liked the process that where you just kind of raced a bill through. You showed up in January one day, you have this bill, and then you ram it through, and here we are. The thought was maybe there should have been a typical hearing process, that sort of thing. What about that?
Well, I think, of course, I don't control the legislative agenda or schedule, but I think I would say from the legislators' perspective, they knew this was certainly a big deal. They didn't want to dominate the entire session, I think, with this. But I think more importantly, because they thought it was so critical, they just wanted to focus like a laser on it and try to address it. And in the same way, they tried to, I think, focus a laser on the whistleblower statute and enhance the whistleblower protections that we had on the books. So, I think that people, as they evaluate this, I think it's a fair debate. Did the legislature move too fast on it? I think it's a fair debate. I think she was doing a great job, or I don't think she was doing a great job. And the people will have their opinions, and they'll make their views known on that. And I think that's a fair debate. Where I think that the state, as I signed the bill, is in a strong position is that constitutionally, the duties of the superintendent are defined by law, meaning the legislature. And I think the legislature felt a duty to redefine her duties, add some, take away some. And as I look at it, sort of the nuts and bolts are left with the department, policy considerations, and other matters are left to the superintendent.
Last 90 seconds or so we have, Governor. I want to ask you about health care. That's the other thing I hear from people. There are some people very frustrated that they think citizens are being hurt by not moving forward on Medicaid expansion and other things that are in the federal law that the state needed to jump on top of. What's your response to them on that?
Well, I think I think it was appropriate not to do the full expansion this time. I mean, there is still a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of rules and regulations. And there's also the promise by the federal government of flexibility to work with individual states. And we need to take advantage of that opportunity and say, if you're promising flexibility, here's what we'd like to see in the state of Wyoming. And let us, that is the Department of Health, the legislature in this office, say, here is the scenario we would like to see for Wyoming. On top of that, it is 2014 that it's going to be fully implemented. And if we are not, as I understand from the Director of Health, if we come in the first quarter of next year with an expansion package, we're not going to lose the match fund that's been promised by the federal government. And I also think with sequestration coming along, with the lack of money the federal government has, I think it's all right to take this year. We missed a little bit of an opportunity last year, frankly. I think we should have worked harder on it, trying to figure it out. And I think that's a fair criticism. We could have done more in preparation. But I think it's appropriate this year that we do all we can to prepare.
Do you have the same feeling about the exchange?
Oh, the exchange, I think it's, all things being equal, as I said, I'd rather have a state exchange. But I think there's so many moving parts on that. The part of me says, the federal government, you say you want to run the exchange. You start out, we'll examine it and see how you do and learn from that. And then if we want a state exchange or join another state, we'll have an opportunity to do that. So I think we're okay in the place of the exchange, and I think it was appropriate not to do the expansion this session.
Governor Matt Mead, thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be with you again.